Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Job interviews are not something most people enjoy doing.
No.
They're awkward. They're stressful. The hiring managers get all judgy if you cry. They're bad when the world's normal.
Yeah.
But in 2020, interview experiences were much different. A lot of them happened over Zoom, and the ones that were in person really highlighted how the pandemic has completely zapped all of our social skills.
Oh, no.
So, safe to say, the job hunt process last year brought awkward to a whole new level.
Oh, my God. I can't even, just even the handshake. Do I go in for a handshake? Do I not? Are we fist bumping? What are we doing here?
So many questions.
Do I kiss the webcam? Yeah.
And a list just came out from a popular career website that shared the top 10 worst job interview stories from last year.
Ooh.
And number 10 says, I interviewed to be a receptionist at a tattoo shop.
Okay.
Showed up in a full suit while the interviewer was in jorts and a tank top.
Well, did you miss that whole tattoo shop?
Yeah.
We sat on big inflatable exercise balls in a small room, and he asked me super random questions I wasn't prepared for, like, what's your spirit animal? Tell me the dirtiest joke you know. What's the weirdest thing you ever bought on Amazon? In a different setting, it would have been a cool interview, but I was overdressed, underprepared, and my brain froze,
so it
didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, just a pencil skirt on top of an exercise ball sounds like hell to me.
Yeah. I showed up in a suit when I interviewed here for the first time,
and
I remember feeling terrible about that. That wasn't even to be on the radio. It was to be on the promo team, the street team, giving out stickers. Number 9 from this list says, I accidentally double-booked my job interview for the same day as my dentist appointment.
Pick the job interview, I hope.
This is, I ended up hopping on the Zoom call using my phone in my car after visiting the dentist.
Oh, no.
I was late and flustered. I got a paper cut on my finger while shuffling my resume papers. And my mouth was so numb that when I tried to drink coffee, it spilled out onto my shirt. Basically, I was on the camera dribbling coffee, dripping blood, and slurring. They told me they admired my perseverance and gave me the job.
Dedication.
How bad do the other candidates have to be where that's the person that they go with? Number 8 says, I went to an interview really hungover. When the manager came out to meet me and show me the way to the conference room, she held out her hand guiding the way. In my hungover state, I stood up and grabbed her hand. Both of us were too embarrassed to let go, so we walked into the interview hand in hand.
Weren't you hungover when you interviewed
her? I was. I came from a guy's house, yeah.
That was good. Look at that, got the job.
I got it.
We're talking about a list that just came out from a popular career website with the top 10 worst job interview stories from last year. Number 7 says, I was interviewing for a burger place over video chat.
Okay.
And I was really nervous. So when the interviewer asked me to describe myself in one word, I couldn't think of what to say. Ugh. And I just went with erotic.
You couldn't think of anything else to say.
The lady's eyes got large, and there was 10 seconds of awkward silence. I left the Zoom call after that.
Yeah.
Number 6 says, I had an interview at a recruitment company where the manager got on and immediately started yelling at me.
Oh, no.
He said, we have people here who've climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. What have you ever achieved?
Wow.
All I could think to say was, I was an honor student in high school. And he immediately kicked me out.
I was
ASB president.
Number 5 says, last year I called in sick in order to go to a different job interview.
Ooh, that's always going to backfire.
Only to find my current boss had done exactly the same thing and was sitting in the waiting area.
No.
Neither of us got the job.
Oh, my God. It's one of those, I won't tell if you won't tell.
Yeah. Never talk about this again.
Number 4 says, I did a video interview for an internship that would be in Germany, and there was a big time difference. So I stayed up all night because the interview was at 2 a.m. my time. I thought I had enough caffeine, but apparently not, because at some point during the Zoom call, I fell asleep.
No.
I woke up to them shouting my name
because
they said they couldn't end the meeting until I logged out.
Oh, no.
Because you have to hit end.
When I checked my clock, I'd been asleep for over 30 minutes with the camera on me.
Don't.
We're talking about a list that just came out from a career website of the top 10 worst job interview stories from 2020. Number 3 says, I brought my resume to a pizza place. The hiring manager told me the restaurant was basically a sports bar, so all the staff had to be huge sports fans if they wanted to work there.
Nice.
That's fun.
Unfortunately, I know almost nothing about sports.
Oh.
So when he asked me to name my favorite team and my favorite player, I panicked. I looked at the nearest TV, which was playing a basketball game, and I just said, basketball and Michael Jackson.
No. Wrong Michael. Just yelled, ball,
struggle.
Ball.
Yeah. Michael Jackson had a few years in the NBA, didn't
he? Yeah, I don't think so.
Threes.
Yeah. Number 2, I interviewed for an account manager role. It was in this really nice high-rise building, and the office had an incredible view of the city skyline.
Nice.
3 separate times, I had to ask the guy to repeat his question because I got distracted by the view.
This is one of those act like you've been there before.
Yeah. They said, I knew I wasn't going to get the job, so before I left, I asked the manager if she'd take a picture of me by the window. She said no.
No.
Nope.
She said no.
Oh, good. Don't give him that, dude.
And he's like, fine, I'll do a selfie.
Yeah.
And the number 1 worst job interview story from last year says, I did a Zoom interview when it was over 100 degrees outside.
Oh,
and
brutal.
My apartment doesn't have AC.
Oh, no. You're just sweating. Smile.
By the time the call started, my dress shirt was already completely soaked.
Oh, that's the worst
so
look.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore, and I just asked the interviewer if it'd be okay for me to do the rest of it without a shirt on.
No.
They decided to end the call right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends what it looks like.
Yeah. Alexis is like, I mean, would start with your job.
Text in to 78592. Tell us about your most awkward job interview from last year. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.